was worse than the old man, so fat. And all the lines in her face, the flabbiness, the wrinkles, and the sagging cheeks with those purplish blotches, and the red veins on her nose, the bloodshot eyes, and that neck, and the blanket she wore over her head, ragged and filthy. And under the brown sack-shaped tunic, those enormous breasts, the bulge of the stomach, the hips, oh, much worse than the old man, much worse. And suddenly the creature burst out in a torrent of speech, rushed at her with outstretched arms, and Ford, Ford, it was too revolting. In another moment she'd be sick, pressing her against the bulge, the bosom, and began to kiss her. Ford, to kiss, slobberingly, and smelt too horrible, obviously never had a bath, and simply reeked of that beastly stuff that was put into Delta and Epsilon bottles. No, it wasn't true about Bernard, positively stank of alcohol. She broke away as quickly as she could. A blubbered and distorted face confronted her. The creature was crying.
"Oh, my dear, my dear!" The torrent of words flowed sobbingly. "If you knew how glad, after all these years, a civilized face, yes, and civilized clothes, because I thought I should never see a piece of real acetate silk again."
She fingered the sleeve of Lenina's shirt. The nails were black.
"And those adorable viscose velveteen shorts. Do you know, dear, I've still got my old clothes, the ones I came in, put away in a box. I'll show them you afterwards. Though, of course, the acetate has all gone into holes, but such a lovely white bandolier. Though I must say your green morocco is even lovelier. Not that it did me much good, that bandolier." Her tears began to flow again. "I suppose John told you, but I had to suffer, and not a gram of soma to be had. Only a drink of mezcal now and then, when Pope used to bring it. Pope is a boy, I used to know. But it makes you feel so bad afterwards, the mezcal does, and you're sick with the peyotl. Besides, it always made that awful feeling of being ashamed much worse the next day. And I was so ashamed. Just think of it, me, a beta, having a baby. Put yourself in my place."
The mere suggestion made Lenina shudder.
"Though it wasn't my fault, I swear, because I still don't know how it happened, seeing that I did all the Malthusian drill, you know, by numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, always, I swear it, but all the same, it happened, and of course there wasn't anything like an abortion centre here. Is it still down in Chelsea, by the way?" she asked.
Lenina nodded.
"And still floodlighted on Tuesdays and Fridays?"
Lenina nodded again.
"That lovely pink glass tower."
Poor Linda lifted her face, and with closed eyes ecstatically contemplated the bright remembered image.
"And the river at night," she whispered.
Great tears oozed slowly out from between her tight-shut eyelids.